I thought Colchester showed great respect for the competition tonight in terms of the side that they put out. It's a very different game tonight, as I told the boys before the game it would be to the last round and the Fulham under 21 side. So we knew it was going to be a quicker pace, a lot more physical, and it was a really good test. You know, we've got young players who are coming in that have been on loan, that have played youth team football, and the pace of that is nothing like this. So you know, this competition is there to help us blood those young players, to bring them up to the speed that they need to get to be ready for League Two football. And also we've got players coming back from injury that need to get themselves up to the speed for our first team games come the weekend. So it was a tough night for them. You know, they've had to suffer a little bit, but when you look at what we're trying to do with this competition and develop players, would you rather roll over a young Colchester side quite comfortably, give yourself a pat on the back, and think that everything's fine? Or do you want them to come in and suffer a little bit against first team ready players who play at a good pace and learn what it takes to play League Two football on a regular basis?
You used the word respect, and they did later in the second half. I mean, they brought a lot of their first teamers to overcome. We've had four, five, I think six teenagers on the pitch. It just showed the quality they're up against.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're good players, you know, and they're game ready because they're playing regular first team football. So to come up against our youngsters, you know, it was a real test for those young boys. But we can't hide them from that. We have to expose them. They have to understand what it's going to take to play first team football. And, you know, you do it tonight in a competition where there's no real damage, you know, to the club. We obviously want to pick up points in the league, and that's the most important thing. But as we said from the very start, you know, this is a journey, and getting those boys to that point isn't going to happen immediately. We need to do it over time. Joe's done a great job with the youth team. We've got good players that we feel could have good careers in the game. But it's step by step, and they're not at the top step just yet.